For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. Eric Greitens' political future seemed doomed by scandal when he resigned as Missouri governor, but now he appears primed to test whether Senator Roy Blunt's retirement provides a path for redemption. Greitens was a political outsider when he was elected governor in 2016. By the end of his first year in office, he was getting buzz as a potential future presidential contender. His political fortunes turned upside down in 2018 after reports surfaced about an affair in which he allegedly took a compromising photo and threatened to blackmail the woman he was involved with. The University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine says it will use an $11 million gift from a graduate to found a new imaging center. The university announced the gift from the estate of Glenn and Nancy Linerson on Monday. The couple graduated from the university in 1954. Missouri officials say the new imaging center will provide veterinary research aimed at treating various cancers and diseases in animals, which could advance treatments for humans with similar diseases. The gift was the largest in the veterinary college's history. Authorities investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol say two extremist groups that traveled to Washington, along with thousands of other Trump supporters, weren't whipped into an impulsive frenzy that day. Instead, authorities allege evidence points to the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys laying attack plans well in advance. The Missouri chapter leader of the Proud Boys is among those being tried for involvement in the insurrection. A bill being heard in the Missouri legislature would allow parents to submit a new kind of objection to vaccinations. House Bill 37 creates the ability for parents to provide a conscientious objection form as a valid reason their child isn't vaccinated to public schools and institutions. Previously, a religious or medical exemption to vaccinations have been the only accepted forms, but under the proposed bill, parents who don't want their child vaccinated for personal reasons will be able to obtain an exemption. Garrett Webb, who spoke on behalf of the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics in opposition to the bill, says relaxing vaccination requirements across the country has resulted in outbreaks of serious diseases.
We've seen measles outbreaks in places like Southwest Missouri, in North Carolina, in California, in Texas, in places where large groups of children who are not immunized might be attending school, and it affects the entire community.
Supporters of the bill say parents have the right to object to vaccinations and that current requirements are unconstitutional. A Missouri Democrat who works at an organization that fights corporate monopolies is running for U.S. Senate. Lucas Kuntz launched his candidacy Tuesday. The 38-year-old from Independence, Missouri, is a Marine veteran. He's the National Security Policy Director at the American Economic Liberties Project. The organization advocates for government action against business concentration. Other Democratic contenders include former Senator Scott Sifton and activist Timothy Shepard. Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt isn't running for re-election. On Tuesday, the Missouri legislature heard testimony over a bill that would change laws relating to vaccines for school-aged children in the state. House Bill 37 would remove all vaccination requirements from private schools and institutions. Currently, the same vaccine requirements for public schools also apply to those that are private. Susie Pollock, the sponsor of the bill, says this will stop government from having too much say in private institutions.
It separates and weakens government overreach into our private schools, businesses, and property.
Opponents of the bill said relaxing vaccine requirements will be bad for public health. Another bill in the legislature recently passed in the Missouri House and would collect taxes on online sales while lowering income tax rates, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. House Bill 554 includes a Wayfair tax, or a tax applied to online businesses that sell products in Missouri but don't have a physical presence in the state. Missouri is one of only two states that has a sales tax, but not a Wayfair tax. Past attempts to implement similar legislation were struck down, but the decrease in income tax could make this year's attempt more attractive to conservative lawmakers. However, it's estimated that the state would lose about $72 million in revenue if the bill were passed into law, because the Wayfair tax would not outmatch the rebate in income tax. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.